You know, if people made those haystacks by piling it around a pole, have you ever helped out in making one of those haystacks?
No, they're not. They're not that common through South Georgia.
I see. Well, talking about hay and where you might keep it, you said in the loft of the barn. Have you ever seen any of these things out in the field? Really, they only consist of a few poles and some sort of roof, and the hay is kept underneath that structure. Have you ever seen anything like that?
I've seen separate hay barns, but they're usually somewhat bigger than that.
Are they fully enclosed? Or?
No, the ones I've seen are basically that same construction, but larger.
Call that a hay barn.
A hay barn.
Okay. What about places on the farm where you might keep various animals? What would you have?
Usually you just keep them in the field, although there is a cow barn.
Cow barn.
On the farm, it's not so much a barn. But it's got a feeding trough in it. It's got a storage room, and it's got a place for hay storage, and it's got feeders for hay in it.
You mentioned trough. What's the plural form of that? You have several
troughs.
What about a place where you keep your horses on a farm? Would they be kept in?
That'd be a stable. Well, a stable, or some people just kept them in the barn. There'd be a separate room in the barn for them.
I see. Any special place where your grandparents would have the cows when they were going to milk them?
Usually they'd just, they'd be in a barn, or they'd go bring them up from the field.
I see. Is there any particular place where a farmer might pin up his cows until he got a lot of manure there, you know, and then use that for fertilizer?
For fertilizer? I can't think of any, unless you pin some up to feed, to fatten them out for sale, and then you just got the manure from that. But as far as pinning them up especially to collect the manure, I don't know, although there are people who have large feedlots that have concrete bases. They do collect the manure from that and use that for fertilizing.
But does the word compost mean anything to you?
Yeah, but that's recent origin.
Yeah.
That's, one of our next door neighbors has a compost pile in town, and she puts leaves, vegetable peelings and things like that. As far as there being a compost pile on my grandfather's farm, there's not.
I see. Well, what about your hogs? Where were they kept?
They were usually kept in the field, and whenever you have to bring them up to sell them, there's a separate pen down at the cow barn that you just go through the field. You usually take three or four people, and you drive them up into the barn lot and into the pen, and then you separate them out.
Was there ever any shelter in one of these pens, or is it just strictly open?
Sometimes there's a shelter, sometimes there's not.
Well, talking about farm, what the type of farm on which you would have milk cows strictly?
A dairy.
Call that a dairy.